Shalom, all praises, glory, and honor to the Heavenly Father, Yahweh, in the name of His only begotten Son, Hamashiach Yahweh Shai, who the world ignorantly calls Jesus Christ. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is nigh. And the title of this lesson and broadcast is Sorcery of Secret Societies, Cults, Witches, and Babylon. So we're going to go into the occultic foundation of Babylon the Great, which is America. See, all of us who lived here in America, basically grew up with the lies and the falsehoods of America. You know, so far as learning in these schools and the lies that they fed, you know, pretty much the general public, you know, the holidays, you know, how America was founded, you know, America was supposedly founded on Judeo-Christian principles. Also, you know, the history, you know, when you have been awakened as the Lord have given us mercy and grace through His only begotten Son, we learn that the history that we were told was all, in fact, one big lie. So America was established in 1776. With the Constitution, and for the most part, that Constitution was meant for those, you know, that were considered citizens here in America. But we know that the very Constitution that they will tell you is the rights of any U.S. citizen, you'll find out that secret societies are the ones who built America and actually control America, and they use the Israelite or the so-called Negroes to actually do the building of America, because America wouldn't be a superpower, a great nation, if it wasn't for the actual labor of the Israelites who were here, basically. At the beginning of the foundation of America being built. And this land was stolen from the North American Indians, who are also God's chosen people. So we're going to get into the sorcery, because everything about America is it's a facade. You have what they tell everybody, and then what or who actually control America. And when you speak the truth, and when you expose certain things, when you really bring out who God's chosen people are, who salvation is for, you know, all the many, the things that this devil have set up, you know, all the snares, the traps, you know, the different false flags, all these different things that in these latter times, the Lord is allowing this information or the knowledge, wisdom, and understanding to go to who is meant to go to, which are God's chosen, the elect, and the remnant. But also exposing the wicked. That's a part of America being made bare. Babylon the Great is exposing. And part of that exposing is exposing the secret societies that control America, that are hidden in plain sight. So, let me see if I can share the screen, which more than likely I won't be able to. Only when I do the Zoom meetings or, you know, if I record on Zoom, I can share the screen. But on this platform, StreamYard, it's never really cooperated. You know, every time I try to do a live stream, it won't, for the most part, share the screen. So here we go. I'm gonna just first read some scriptures, and if it be the Lord's will, I'll do another broadcast on another platform and then share the screen and then upload it on YouTube. So we're going to first start out in the book of Isaiah 47. This is the prophecy of Babylon the Great. And also, this is known as the taunting proverb, where the Lord is mocking Babylon. America, which is Babylon the Great, is full of witches, it's full of warlocks, it's full of cults. You have the secret societies, you have the intelligence agencies that will recruit, you know, satanic cults, you know, devil worshipers. And these are the ones that do all the wicked, demonic footwork on the ground. You know, they're the ones who are out in public. They're the ones that spying and harassing and stalking those that are considered a threat to the establishment. So the Lord is mocking and taunting the witches and the warlocks when Babylon's judgment, which is set to befall upon the wicked. And a part of that great judgment before is to expose and to shame Babylon. This is Isaiah chapter 47, and this is 1 through 15. So here we go. Come down and sit in the dust, O virgin daughter of Babylon. Sit on the ground without a throne, O daughter of the Chaldeans. So this precept is in the book of Revelation chapter 18, where it goes into Babylon the Great is fallen. So part of Babylon's ultimate destruction is that she will be brought low, because Babylon sat upon that beast with 7 heads and 10 horns. And eventually the whore will be burnt with fire, which is going into the destruction of Babylon the Great, which is going into World War III. And when the Lord returns to bring forth a great judgment upon the earth. O daughter of the Chaldeans. When you go into the Chaldeans, in ancient Babylon, they were like the upper class. You know, in modern times, you have the elites here in America, you know, who are involved in these secret societies. And, you know, they're, you know, they have immunity, although they're blood drinking Satanists and just very evil and wicked people. And they're into witchcraft and esoteric rituals and so forth. So the Chaldeans were, you know, that, you know, basically a class of Babylonians that weren't like the average citizens in Babylon. It says, for you shall no more be called tender and delicate. Take the millstones and grind meal remove your veil, take off the skirt, uncover the thigh, pass through the rivers. Your nakedness shall be uncovered. So this is America being shamed. She's being made bare. And this is why you have the exposure of all the wicked, demonic, satanic things that Babylon the Great have done. All the experimentations, all the different plots, all the different false flags. You know, people have become more and more disenchanted with the political system because they know it's a scam. It's a sham. People are selected. They're not elected. You know, the whole, you know, medical decision that they wanted people to take. People are now realizing that by taking that medical decision, it's harmed a lot of people. So, you know, for the most part, people don't trust anything, you know, that's being said. People are actually using critical thinking. They're actually, you know, hearing the whole matter out. Your shame, yes, your shame will be seen. And that's why the internet is very important to expose these devils, to expose their agenda, their depopulation agenda. You know, even with the politics, you know, they will select, you know, a politician that's just going to go along to get along. And so you have, you know, politicians that go against the grain. And we know for the most part that when a politician will get, you know, get in a position of power, the unseen force that's behind everything will for the most part make that politician try to play by the rules. And we all know what happened with John F. Kennedy. He was basically an outsider. Although he was, you know, from a wealthy family, he was doing things that went against the New World Order. And so those powerful, secretive agencies that don't play by the rules, they rose up against their own leader. This is showing America shame. This is how they keep pushing back or pushing forward the documents on what actually happened, because the assassination of John F. Kennedy, if all the information comes out, you'll see that it was a conspiracy by the different intelligence agencies and the people that was that they were working with. I will take vengeance and I will not arbitrate with a man. So the Lord, when he returns, he's going to bring forth the vengeance, because the scriptures tell us that vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. As for our Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name. That's talking about the Heavenly Father, Yahweh. He is the Lord of hosts, the Lord of armies, the Holy One of Israel. Not all these other religions, you Negroes out there that come up with your own philosophies, you know, you'll say, though, that's your truth. No, there's only one truth, which is Yahweh Shai. He is the way, the truth, and life. You can't go up some other way. If you want our people to be free, you know, if you want our people to, you know, so-called be enlightened, there's only one way, which is the Messiah. All these other ways are just, you know, a path to destruction. It's the broad road that leads to destruction. You know, so no African religion, no Arab religion, New age religion, or if you're in the, or if you're involved in secret societies, you call yourself having a hidden knowledge, mystery system, religions, and all of that. All of that is folly and is vanity. The wisdom of this world is foolish, especially when it comes to that witchcraft and sorcery. The Egyptians, they had magicians, and we all know that their powers is not great. Sit in silence and go into darkness, O daughter of the Chaldeans. The Lord will put these Chaldeans in time out. Their knowledge have perverted them, and pretty soon the Lord will take all of that knowledge away from them. He's doing it. These people, they can't figure out how to get out of the quagmire that they're in. They call themselves setting up God's people, but in reality, they are setting themselves up. There's no counsel against the Lord. So all these plots by the different nations, and there are many agendas that they have come up with. They have taken crafty counsel against the Lord and his anointed. All of these people are going to fail. They're going to fail miserably. So you brothers and sisters out there that are being persecuted, as being targeted, as being ostracized, know that you're blessed, because the Lord said that you're blessed when men will persecute you or say all manner of evil against you falsely. So these people are just, you know, doing their part in the Lord's movie. They're doing exactly what they're programmed to do. But we all know their end result. They will fail, as the scripture tell us, that nothing is going to be able to save them, because they don't have the Holy One. They don't have the Heavenly Father. It says, O daughter of the Chaldeans, for you shall no longer be called the Lady of Kingdoms. I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance. See, the Lord, he brought us over here as a punishment for being disobedient. We broke the covenant. We were given the law, statutes, and commandments. We made an agreement. The Lord told us plainly what we would do to be, you know, in a position of power. You go to Deuteronomy 28, you'll see that the Lord told us that if we keep his commandments, that we will be blessed. But because we didn't keep his commandments, the Lord disconnected us from the heritage. And it took Yahweh Shai, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, to bring us back into the covenant. So now we're under the law of grace. Now we're to keep the commandments the best of our ability, yet it's still, it's the Lord's righteousness that covers our sins. And we have to, you know, do our best, you know, but the law alone, if we break one law, we're guilty of them all. So if you're under the law, you're going to be judged by the law. So the Lord brought us over here in the holds of cargo slave ships because we were disobedient. Says, I was angry with my people. I have profaned my inheritance and I've given them into your hand. So the Lord gave us into you devil's hands. And look how you treated us. Look how you destroyed God's people, and you hold yourselves not guilty. It says you showed them no mercy. These devils, man, they went above and beyond, heartless, no mercy. You know, the torturing of men, women, and children, you know, all the horrible things that they've done and they continue to do. They actually, in other words, they you can't even put it into words how these people have treated God's chosen. You can't even put into words the different things. Hey, they have no idea who they've messed with. They show the Israelites no mercy. All the massacres, you know. You had the you know, the one that a lot of people know of is the Tulsa, Oklahoma massacre, which is, you know, Black Wall Street in Greenwood, where they burned that town, you know, burned it down all over a lie. You know, they used crop dusters to actually bomb the town. The Lord haven't forgot about that. You devils, you know, try to rewrite history, but the Lord remembers. On the elderly, you laid your yoke very heavily. And that's also literally the slaves who were elderly that was out there picking cotton. They had heavy burdens, you know, having those big sacks of cotton and having to produce a certain amount of weight. And if they didn't produce that weight, then they would be beaten, just treated so inhumanely. And you said, I shall be a lady forever. And that's the mindset of the Babylonians here in America. These witches, these warlocks, the people that control America, you know, all their military might. They actually believe that they're going to be on top forever. You know, that proud, pompous spirit. So that you did not take these things to heart, nor remember the latter end of them. See, these devils, they don't take account of the end result. They have no tunnel vision when it comes to how they treat people. They will try to shame you. They will try to gaslight you and try to say, oh, you're not nice. You're not kind. That have nothing to do with salvation. Being nice and being kind. That's what this devil will try to tell you. When they will do the most evil, wickedest shit. Scripture says, though they join hand in hand, the wicked shall not go unpunished. So although they're, trying to make out to be that if you speak the truth and it comes off coarse, you know what I'm saying, or it comes off, you know, rough around the edges, that you're, you know, somehow being wicked. But in reality, the open rebuke is better than secret love. See, the Lord, he used, coarse speech. He called, what's his name? I think it was, Herod. He called him a fox. That's an insult. A fox is like sly, you know, crafty, sneaky. So the Lord rebuked. He called the Pharisees and scribes, he called them serpents. The Lord was always rebuking. It says, therefore, hear this now, you who are given to pleasures, who dwell securely these devils, they're giving into pleasures. They're living, the good life. They're in their mansions. They're even in their underground facilities. You got all these different powerful people that are, they have access to technology, and they can, the things that they're able to do, it would seem like science fiction. They're dwelling securely because they feel that they have the upper hand on humanity. The neurotechnology, they're treating, people as if they're little lab rats, and they're like the cat that's swatting that rat or that mouse. It says, "Who say in your heart, I am," so they think they're God. That's the mindset of the heathens. It says, "And there is no one else beside me." This is the proud God complex that these devils have. It says, "I shall not sit as a widow." They think that they're not going to go into, I'll say it like this. They feel that they'll never go out of power. They feel like that there'll be no loss of life. They feel that who's going to dethrone the whore, the great whore, which is America, Babylon. It says, "Nor shall I know the loss of children, but these two things shall come to you in a moment, in one day, the loss of children and widowhood. They shall come upon you in their fullness." This is going into Babylon the Great's ultimate judgment, which is World War III. It says, "Because of the multitude of your sorceries." So the sorceries, which is going into the witchcraft, the sorcery, the Freemasonry, all the occultic symbolisms. America's full of occultic symbols. The compass and the square, all the, things that were used, so far as witchcraft, actual witchcraft that was used to build America. Because this remember, the scriptures tell us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So these are wicked Freemasons and Rosicrucians. They're into occultism. And so this is how they stay in power, the sacrifices. And them using technology, using the blessing, the sword, using lies, using divination, just all kind of evil, wicked shit to remain in power. Using medications, pharmakia, which is spells, enchantments, potions, all the different potions that they put out in the market through Big Pharma. That is just one big occult, or I'll say it like this, is one big occult ritual that staff with the serpent wrapped around it. That's the same symbol that Baphomet has. So secret societies, they worship Baphomet, specifically the Freemasons. The hidden knowledge, and they basically believe there's no difference between good and evil. They feel that they can be gods that could call themselves the enlightened ones or the illuminated ones, the light bearers, because they believe that they have knowledge, you know, hidden knowledge. And this is the prideful spirit that these Freemasons have. You know, this is the mindset that they have where they feel they're above the law because they know certain things and they work together in secret. For the great abundance of your enchantments. So it's sorcery and enchantments. This is how America was established. All those occultic symbols, you know, with the, again, the compass and the square, the apron, the rituals where they you know, it's like a mock death. They have the checkerboards and all of that. That's all occultism. And these people are hidden in plain sight. For you have trusted in your wickedness. And that's what they do. They trust in their wickedness. They trust in their hidden knowledge, which is wicked, which is evil. See, the Lord, who the world ignorant calls Jesus Christ, when he spoke in the synagogues, and when he, you know, when he did all of his great works, when he was brought before the Jews and basically putting the Lord on trial, he said this, and this is in the book of St. John, chapter 18, verse 20. Yahweh Shai answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple where the Jews always resort, and in secret have I said nothing. So Lord, he spoke, you know, basically to the public. So they was trying to accuse him of, you know, of basically a conspiracy, or to do something that was hidden. But the Lord said no. He said, I was speaking in the synagogues and the temple where the Jews resort. You know, he says, in secret have I said nothing. So it was nothing that the Lord, you know, held back. And these wicked demonic Freemasonries or Freemasons and all the other occultic groups like the Rosicrucians, they all operate in secrecy. And so that alone would tell you that it's something that's not forthright, because it's hidden, especially their works. There's a Lord that did say that he revealed his secrets to his servants, the prophets, but those secrets were meant to be told. This is how we have the prophecies. This is where you have divine revelation, because it's meant to be spoken to the sheep through the Holy Spirit. It says, in which you have labored from your youth. So this is going into how America, since the beginning, you know, of America, they labored in witchcraft and sorcery. I read it again. Stand now with your enchantments and the multitude of your sorceries in which you had labored from your youth. So since the inception of America, going back, you know, to 1776, where the New World Order was established, you know, the Freemasons on the dollar bill. You have Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means the new order of the ages or new world order. That's the Luciferian Freemasonic occultic symbolisms, Novus Ordo Seclorum. And Annuet Coeptis, which means our enterprise have been crowned with success. What enterprise? How America will be established through Freemasonry. Perhaps you will be able to profit. Perhaps you will prevail. So this is where the Lord is mocking you witches and you warlocks, you soothsayers, you enchanters, you devils that's spying and listening to God's people who are having godly conversation. This is, you know, because they are looking for any and everything to try to set God's people up with. This is why they are watching how many of our people have been awakened to this wonderful truth.